Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30. Wichita Police are investigating a case of possible animal cruelty.
KSN News reports that the Wichita Animal Action League says a female pit bull was dumped near Main and Orme on Monday night. They believe the dog was repeatedly bred for puppies and forced to fight. The dog was found shot from point-blank range. A $5,500 reward has been set for information leading to an arrest in the case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 57-year-old nurse has been sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for Medicaid fraud and related charges in three Kansas counties. Kathleen Kluskins of Ogden was sentenced yesterday in Pottawatomie County to 21 months in prison. Earlier this month, she was sentenced to 20 months in Clay County and 21 months in Gary County. The sentences will run concurrently. She committed the crimes working as a licensed practical nurse in Clay Center, Junction City, and Wamego.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, along with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, is looking for a missing Kansas woman.
In February of 2018, the KBI was requested by the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office to join the investigation into the disappearance of 39-year-old Glenna Bullard. Bullard is a white female, 5'11", approximately 180 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. She was last seen in the area of Kansas Highway 18 and Highway 14 in Lincoln, Kansas, on November 1st of 2017. She was rumored to have headed to Texas but made no contact with relatives there. She was last seen traveling in a blue single-cab pickup around the time of her disappearance. Law enforcement are concerned for her welfare and ask anyone with information about her disappearance to contact the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Federal officials say 90 offices will be open in Kansas to process loans and tax information for farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says farm services offices will be open today and Tuesday. The offices will be closed Monday on Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The FSA's Lynn Peterson tells KSN News they will be able to help with existing loans and tax paperwork.
If we're on furlough, we're not allowed to come in. This is just a special exemption to get these end of year activities cleaned up.
The Ag Department had to recall about 2,500 employees because of the federal government partial shutdown.
Heavy rain in California has caused problems, including some flooding and small mudslides.
Deputy Fire Chief of Operations Armando Hogan says they evacuated nearly 20 homes in the Hollywood Hills due to a small debris flow.
We called out soils geologists to take a look because these events are unpredictable. So based on that, we're trying to get an idea of the movement of the soil.
Some freeway lanes have been shut down due to flooding around L.A. To the northwest in Ventura County, dozens of people had to be evacuated from an RV resort when water from the Ventura River flooded the area. Throughout the week, evacuations have been ordered for different spots near wildfire burn areas and in steeper neighborhoods. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A student has been suspended over a bogus bill.
A McDonough, Georgia school district is suspending a 12-year-old student after the $20 bill he used to pay for his lunch turned out to be counterfeit. Christian Filan and his parents say they got the fake bill as change from a fast food restaurant and were unaware it was bogus. The family says the school district imposed a 10-day suspension, claiming that since the boy possessed the funny money, he'd have to pay for it. No comment from the school. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory in effect in Wichita early on. Some mist is possible as we have a storm system moving in from the west that will increase our rain by mid to late afternoon with a high 46. As winds turn to the northeast, colder air moves in. The rain transitions to freezing rain, then snow overnight. Amounts should stay less than a half inch. Charlotte near 20 with gusty north winds, clearing Saturday and 27. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 37 degrees, so it's staying above freezing. However, there's a nip from the southeast, the wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on January 18th, a Friday. Police in Texas have arrested a group of people suspected in a series of bank robberies. After the hood on the car they were using to flee, authorities say authorities popped up and covered the windshield, according to obscuring the road. Authorities say the suspects were under surveillance by law enforcement officials yesterday when they tried to rob a bank northeast of Fort Worth. One woman was arrested at the bank, but three other suspects fled. Now, the car was speeding from police on I-30 when the hood snapped back. The car exited, continued for several more miles.
Oh, my.
Before the three people inside ran into a field and were apprehended. So apparently, even with a hood on top of the windshield, they were still going.
This sounds like something out of Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, it does. It's a Dukes of Hazzard episode. There's no doubt about that at all. Okay. All right, we've got something coming up this, what's today? The 18th? The 19th would be Saturday, right? That's tomorrow. It is the Women's March here in Wichita. It's going to begin at 1 p.m., and because of the frigid weather, however, they're going to march from City Hall, 455 North Main, to 650 East 2nd, the Wave, in order to have their rally at an indoor facility. They're going to have it at the Wave, and they probably won't want to walk that far Saturday, but anyway. They're going to have speakers, live music, tabling organizations, opportunities to register to vote, and more. It's the Women's March. I guess they're having these around the country. We're having one here in Wichita Saturday at 1 p.m. Well, Ted, today is the 18th. Tomorrow's the 19th. Do you have any idea what the 19th is? What is January?
January 19th. January 19th. I think I do.
Think it over. It was on this date
that
we started doing the morning show.
It's basically the day we begin to start the celebration of Steve and Ted working together.
That's right. We didn't call it that then.
No.
And, we had some different players, but it was, you know, we started working together on the air. I had come to work on the 5th of January and had used that 2 weeks to get everything lined up to do this new morning show.
And what year was this?
1998. So how many years is it?
We're observing 21 years.
Wow. I don't know if you listeners have any idea how unusual that is for people to do a radio show for 21 years. The same two people. And we've had other people come in. Jad, of course, has been our producer. How long have you been producing this show, Jad?
I don't know.
After a while, it's a long time.
It seems like forever. It really does. It's been many years.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll celebrate today, 21 years. We're 21, Ted. We can drink. How about that?
Woo.
6:38 now, Stephen Ted.
That might make the time go faster.
Yeah. 6:38, Stephen Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thursday, the cattle complex was pushed lower on profit-taking and technical selling in the live cattle and additional fund selling in our feeder cattle. Most contracts made new lows for the week yesterday. They did bounce off the lows. The live cattle bounced much better than the feeders. They all closed negative. The lower futures will not help get the packers to pay higher prices in our feed yards. And we saw lean hog futures open lower yesterday and trade two-sided with only the February contract closing positive. On the close, Feb cattle 72 cents low at 127.10. March feeders down $1.77 at 142.92, and Feb hogs 80 cents higher at 60.85. Yesterday's mid-session buying lifted the wheat, corn, and soybeans near the highs of the week. Now the upside was tied to China grain buying rumors that was never confirmed. Now the closes were positive, but they did back off the session highs. Now, due to the three-day weekend after today, the grains will not reopen till Monday evening at 7 p.m. and the livestock at 8:30 Tuesday morning. At the moment, March KC wheat's 2.5 cents higher at 506.5. March corn 0.75 cents higher at 380.75. March soybeans up 4.75 cents at 912.5. February crude oil trading 51 cents higher at 52.58. February gold down $7 at $1,285.30. March S&P 11 points higher, 26.46 and a quarter. March dollar index 2 cents lower at 95.69. And March Dow Jones futures up 152 points at 24,472. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, we've got a 3-day weekend coming up, federal holiday on Monday, MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What's that mean to the markets? Are we going to be closed on Monday?
Yes, they will be.
Oh, that was a short answer.
It was an easy one to answer.
Okay, then you talk about the stock markets, also the commodity markets. Everybody going to be off for the day then, you think?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's why our grains will start trading again Monday evening at 7 o'clock and our livestock Tuesday morning at 8:30.
A stockbroker friend of mine told me one time, I think he said, the stock market never takes more than a three-day break.
That's correct.
You don't take a four break. You don't throw an extra in. They just keep going. Something we can rely on every day of our lives almost, right?
That's exactly right. There's just been very few exceptions. 9/11 was one of those.
Yep, you're right. I remember that. Okay, so Ted and I are celebrating today. Actually, it'll be tomorrow, but today we're celebrating 21 years together as a morning couple. How long have you been doing your commodity stuff?
I've been doing it since 1991. So what's that, like 28 years?
Wow. Did you start off trading commodities, or were you a trader then? Is that what you were doing?
Well, I traded commodities before I became a licensed broker.
A broker, okay.
Broker in 91.
Okay.
And it was shortly after that I started doing radio reports too, so I've been doing that for just about the same amount of time.
How many stations are you on now?
Some of them are networks. So.
Oh, okay.
There's two different networks, one in Kansas and Oklahoma that have a variety of stations.
Okay.
But then we've got three other stations, including yours, that we're on.
Okay. So what you're telling me is basically you're on a lot of stations, many more than Steve and Ted, and that means you're making a whole lot more money than we are, right?
I wish that was true, but I know you two guys are paid so much, I'm not even close to it.
Oh, that's right. We it's obscene the kind of money they rain on us every other Friday. Listen,
that's exactly right.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. We appreciate it, sir. That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Questions on a bear market.
All right.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.